Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Of the four fatal flaws that could catch up to them that we've been addressing this week that need to be amended as they go forward into the second season here, what are you most confident in not rearing its head against the Bucks? And what are you scared of costing them dearly? 800-636-1067. I think the thing they can actually make not be a problem, because they did it for the majority of the first 3 months of the season, is pass protection. Where either by way of Daniels' athleticism, him helping by getting the ball out faster, Kingsbury helping coach around a bit of a deficiency right now with the quick game and how he calls the game, I think they can mask that problem by their own doing. You know, they could just go in and say, we will not allow this to hurt us, and they can make sure that doesn't happen. So I think they can be okay in the way of pass pro, especially because even though Tampa Bay's got those monsters in the middle, and Vita Vea and Kalijah Kansi are going to collapse the pocket, and they're going to ruin a play or two in the passing game, no doubt. But they don't really have edge rushers that scare you a whole lot. Although I will say, did anybody see Yaya Diaby's performance this past week? They stood him up coming off the edge. He was one of the top defensive players in the sport. He had four TFLs, and he had four hits on the quarterback. He was immensely disruptive, just in time to go into this matchup.
Yeah, isn't that nice they found something?
Which is unfortunate.
I mean, to me, it's less about, you know, having a TJ Watt or somebody on it as a defensive end that can go one-on-one. It's where's the next blitz coming from? It could be that guy. It could be Levante David. It could be a member of the secondary. It could be someone off the bench. Someone we don't even know about. That's what they do. Todd Bowles is here to hunt your quarterback and hit him, please and thank you. That's my biggest concern when it comes to that. Not necessarily an individual pass rusher, but them pass rushing.
What is the thing that you can't see them correcting and think ends up hurting them a lot?
They're talking about Washington's inability to run the ball. I think everything's predicated off of that. So it's going to be, in my opinion, hey, Jaden, sorry to bother you. Could you just fix all this? Could you just, you know, put on some Spanx and some vertical stripes and get in some flattering light and make us look good?
They couldn't run the ball in the last month, and they've won every week.
Yeah, because Daniels has put a Superman cape
on. Why can't he do that again?
He can.
The Bucks have been awful against running quarterbacks.
That's their chance. I don't see them being able to run the ball at all, and they're going to leave it up to Jaden Daniels. Whether it's a bad start, they get behind, which you don't want to live that way, but they have. Whether it's penalties, which this officiating crew calls a ton of, you're going to get behind. Not a way to live. They're going to basically have to say, again, Jaden, so sorry to bug you. Fix all of our problems. It's going to be an issue, and I think their chance to win is him.
Not one of my biggest concerns, only because it's been bad and they keep winning. So they can win even when they're not running the ball. They've proven it, because Daniels will run the ball. Like, the traditional running game with tailbacks is where they've struggled, and Daniels running for 75 or 80 makes that okay when you go 15 for 50 or whatever, 15 for, let's say, 39 with your running backs in a bad performance. Where I'm nervous, Danny, and where I just think this thing is going to be ugly for them is the thing you don't feel as bad about. I think they will get run on by Tampa Bay. This is a top five rushing offense in the league. They've been better in the last 7-8 weeks than they were at any point this season. The way Bucky Irving runs, I think, is going to be problematic for
them. The run game is good.
He's shifty. He's also physical. When he gets tired, they've got a second back who's been their starter the last couple of years they can bring in, who can be effective as well. I think they're going to be able to run the ball, and will run the ball very effectively against the Commanders. And when you can throw the ball like the Bucks can, especially in the high red zone, 40-plus touchdowns this year for Mayfield, that's scary, because now I'm committing resources to try to stop the run, and I'm giving up one-on-one matchups on the exterior, on the outside here. Not fun.